In this bulletin, Canberra Airport evacuated following reports of gunshots inside the terminal. A former Afghan interpreter speaks out for the first time on his efforts to save Australian soldiers. And in sport, after a long COVID-induced hiatus, the City to Surf Fun Run makes a triumphant return. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megaloconomos. Canberra Airport has been evacuated following reports of gunshots inside the terminal. A man has reportedly been arrested at the scene. Witnesses say as many as three gunshots were fired near the check-in counter. ACT police have confirmed an incident has taken place at the airport, but did not comment further. Passengers on planes have been stuck on the tarmac due to the incident. Federal police have a heavy presence at the venue and are conducting a search of the airport. The Australian Federal Police has reportedly arrested one person at the scene. Overseas, an aid group says more than half the country's population are living with extreme food insecurity, a year on from the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan. The country has an estimated population of 41.7 million people, and the freezing of the country's assets through international sanctions has sparked a drastic economic downfall, which mainly affected ordinary Afghans. According to the Norwegian Refugee Council's Director for Afghanistan, Neil Turner, he says the economic sanctions imposed on the country have pushed millions of Afghans into poverty.
We're seeing people with their salaries reduced, with their income reduced, taking on greater debt, using coping strategies, which include early marriage for girls, child labour. It's an extreme situation.
The Taliban captured Kabul on August 15 last year, which brought the hardline movement back into power in Afghanistan nearly 20 years after they were toppled by the US invasion following the 9/11 attack. And back home, a former Afghan interpreter has spoken for the first time about his efforts to save Australian soldiers from a rogue attacker. In an SBS exclusive, former interpreter Farid Rahman has shared his story and his grief with Australian father Hugh Pote, as well as his fears for his safety, 1 year on from the fall of Kabul. Mr. Pote, who lost his son in Afghanistan, says Mr. Rahman showed remarkable courage and he is forever grateful.
It was a pleasure to meet him because he had put his life on the line with our soldiers. He could have been killed that night as well because he was there. He's a brave young man. He's already had members of his family killed because of his service to this country. And I honour his courage in doing for us what he did.
To hear and watch the full story by SBS Pashto and SBS World News, tune in at 6:30 p.m. on the SBS TV channel, on-demand platform or the news website. Police have addressed the media after two women were shot dead in Sydney southwest overnight. A 36-year-old woman and a 48-year-old woman were found with gunshot wounds inside a car on Western Street in Revesby. Two other people, a man and a woman, were also found alive and uninjured inside the car. New South Wales Police Commander of the Homicide Squad, Superintendent Danny Doherty, says they believe it was a targeted attack.
This is an appalling attack on two women who have lost their lives in a planned murder and assassination, really, that's happened in a public street in Sydney. It's not acceptable by any standards. It's unprecedented, really. And we're determined to get the answers for the family.
To politics. Acting Prime Minister Richard Marles has stressed improved ties with China was still possible, despite growing tensions in the region due to Taiwan. Mr. Marles has called for a de-escalation of the situation in the Taiwan Strait, following China carrying out several military drills in response to a visit by US Speaker Nancy Pelosi recently. And Mr. Marles told Sky News Australia is looking to stabilise its relationship with China.
There are going to be challenges going forward. At the same time, you know, we acknowledge they're our largest trading partner and we value a productive relationship with China. We do want to see the relationship in a better place, but we'll continue to articulate our national interest and we will see how far down this road we can walk.
The annual City to Surf charity fun run has returned to the streets of Sydney after COVID-19 restrictions saw the event scuttled for 2 years. Organisers say around 60,000 people took part in the 14-kilometre race from Hyde Park to Bondi in the winter sunshine on Sunday morning as it returned for its 50th year. Liam Adams won the race for the third time, crossing the line in 41 minutes and 12 seconds. The 35-year-old has been dubbed the fastest electrician in Australia and recently competed in the marathon at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, coming fourth. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country will target any Russian soldiers who shoot at a nuclear plant or use it as a base to shoot from. The nuclear facility was captured by Russia earlier this year, but is still operated by Ukrainian engineers. Ukraine and Russia continue to trade accusations over multiple recent incidents of shelling at the power plant, which is Europe's largest. Speaking in his evening address, Zelensky, who did not give any details, repeated accusations that Russia was using the plant as nuclear blackmail.
And absolutely all officials of the terrorist state, as well as those who helped them in this blackmail operation with the nuclear plant, must answer in an international court. It will definitely happen. And every Russian soldier who either shoots at the station or shoots under the cover of the station must understand that they are becoming a special target for our intelligence, for our special services, for our army.
And in sport, the young Matildas have suffered a 2-0 loss to Brazil in their second match at the FIFA Under 20 World Cup in Costa Rica. The Australians were unable to back up their impressive 3-1 win over hosts Costa Rica in their opener 3 days earlier, as Brazil dominated their clash at Estadio Alejandro Marrero Soto in Aleluia. Striker Priscila Flor da Silva opened the scoring for Brazil in the 26th minute, and midfielder Alina Mohamed Amaro completed it in the 46th minute. Brazil had 8 shots on target to Australia's 1. The Australians next play Spain in their final pool match on Wednesday. With the latest SBS news, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.